Not only was the Suez Canal crucial to the British and French economies, it affected the entire Western world's oil supply. Britain, France, and Israel determined to strike back, and they attacked in October. Israel quickly captured the Sinai Peninsula. British and French special forces captured the canal. The Soviets started to make noises about assisting Egypt. However, the United Nations sent in peacekeeping troops, and President Eisenhower personally forced his NATO allies, Britain and France, to pull their armies out and agree to a ceasefire. That was it for Britain and France as first-ranked world powers. Even for those third-world nations which remained politically independent, economic independence from Europe and Asia was a completely different matter. More often than not, nations found themselves sucked into either the Eastern or Western bloc. Nations such as Indonesia, a former Dutch colony, or Mozambique, a former Portuguese colony, were often the sites of bloody guerrilla wars egged on by the United States, the USSR, or both. That is to say, more proxy wars. The hammer comes down on this.